to see the kind of industries that are opening up.
This is Local Biz Now with Joe Vagnone, where your business matters.
Local Biz Now.
You have to determine what is working, what isn't working.
Joe Vagnone is a respected business broker, helping individuals buy and sell businesses. Joe has successfully owned and operated many companies in a variety of industries. This is Local Biz Now.
Biz Now,
because your business matters.
And you are listening to the number one talk business show in North Carolina. We are coming to you live from Burner Cigar Studio, home of the finest premium cigars and cigar smokers in the world. Great people, premium cigars. Life is good at Burner Cigars, located in Birkdale Village. We hope every Monday afternoon to inspire, inform, and entertain you, because that's what we do here at WSIC. So, hang on one second. I am messing up the whole computer situation here.
Houston, we have a problem.
Wilton is telling me that I'm getting feedback. So, could you now hear me better? Life is good. Life's still good.
Prepare to be astonished.
I am Joe Vagnone. This is Local Biz Now. We've been going strong for over 11 years. We have well over 850 small business and community leader videos in my YouTube channel. Please go to Joe Vagnone Business Broker and subscribe for that. There are just so much detailed information for small business people. Inspirational stuff in there. We've been doing it for years, far before it was a cool and sexy thing to do, which is why we have over 850. So please go there and participate in that. We would really appreciate that. We are live on the book, live on the tubes, live on the X. Those of you that don't know Joe Talk, that is Facebook Live, YouTube Live, X, and all kind of podcasting thing. I don't know what Wilton's got us doing here, but I'm sure if you want to listen to this show, there is a way for you to be able to do that. Today is a special, spectacular situation going on today. That is, we will take your questions by Facebook, which we always do, but we'll also have phone calls. So, Wilton, if somebody calls and has a question for my guest, I want you to let me know. You might have to stand up and wave because, you know, I really don't pay much attention to Wilton. I don't pay him no, never mind.
Can I let him know the phone number to call?
Yes, yes, please
it
do that.
It is 844-STUDIO-4, or that's 844-788-3464.
One more time.
844-STUDIO-4. It's got a nice ring to it, but in the number form, 844-788-3464.
Thanks, buddy. And the reason why we're doing that is because we have, whether he will admit it or not, for the entire show, I have the former president of the CPA Association and my friend, whether he will admit it or not, Jay Leisman. Jay, my friend, thank you so much for being here, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Whoa. Wilton is building you up there.
Hey, I like that. I wish everybody did. I need that. Thank you for having me.
Jay, thank you for being here. I know it's a busy week. When I called you, you laughed at me. You said, really, Joe? And I said, come on, man. It's only an hour. You know, the Burner Studios right up the street from your office.
This was stupid on my part. Consider this a break. I know.
This is a break for you. I mean, you know. What I did was, I went to the Google. I said, Google, how far out thou? Answer me these questions.
Help me.
That's right. So I got a list of questions
that
are common tax questions, right? And CPA questions.
And you're asking me these tax questions today because of why?
Because it is tax day. It is the final day to pay your taxes, unless you do what most of my small business fellows do, which is an extension. I have no problem with an extension. As an accountant, do you care whether your client asks for an...
Whoa.
Let's go ahead and clarify this, okay? Anybody
can be an accountant.
Really?
No, yeah. But you have to be special to be a CPA.
Special.
Special. My mama told me I was special.
Okay. What he's really saying is smart. You understand? I have married a CPA. Yeah. You understand? So I get it. I understand you got a big head. You don't have to show it off. Okay? I'm giving you the whole show already.
I understand. But CPA also stands for couldn't pass again.
Okay. Well, the truth is CPA does matter, right? There's some fiduciary statements. There's some trust statements that are absolutely important. And your client's interests are absolutely paramount.
They are. And I think one thing that does set us apart from so many other professions is that every year we have to take continuing education, but not just 5 years, 10 years, but we're talking 5 or 10 hours. We're taking 40 hours of continuing ed every year to keep us up to date and keep us in the know. So
Julie just sent me a statement on the book, and she said, I knew you were going to do this. Every time you talk to Jay, I call you an accountant.
Yep.
She said, I knew you were going to do that. You were setting me up for that. You knew it was going to happen, didn't you?
I was waiting.
I don't know why I do that. I don't know why. Okay. Because you have taught me this for many years, a CPA.
From the first day, probably.
Okay. Well, it just shows I don't pay you. No, never mind either. You know,
That's why you keep asking the same questions.
That's right. So thank you for being here.
You bet.
The CPA of our area. A former president of the chamber, former president of the CPA Association, and probably now former friend of mine. But I appreciate it, Jay. Thank you for
the door's still
here.
Shut. It won't let me out.
Well, I told Wilton to lock the door. You can't get
there
out
you
of here.
You.
So if you want to call in Wilton, let's give him the phone number one more time if somebody wants to call in.
It is 844-STUDIO-4 or 844-788-3464 844-788-3464.
It is the first time, honor for you, Jay, that I have ever opened up the phone lines on Local Biz Now.
It scares me.
Well, listen, there's no telling what's out there, buddy.
Hey.
But if somebody wants to call in, I will let you talk to the finest CPA that I know. And let's talk a little bit about that, Jay, before I get
Go
into
ahead.
My list. Because one of the things I like about you is you're not just a CPA that will do the numbers required, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're the guy I can ask a question, and I do it often, call you when I don't know, or what if, or you're the guy that can dig into the small business issues and come up with a solution based on facts and information, because that's what you do so well. The way you ask questions of me,
mm-hmm.
it sort of narrows down and almost makes it simple, you know.
It is. And the key thing is to take the emotion out of it when you're talking about like businesses to buy or what have you. So I appreciate that.
Well, what you do really so well, you're able to ask the questions so that the answers are going to be based on a spreadsheet that we're going to put together that actually answers the question,
yeah.
right? So it's not a guess. You know, the numbers are suggesting this, Joe, you know, and now you give me three or four questions that I need to go back and ask somebody else.
But it's also more than just spreadsheet numbers.
Okay, when we get back, we're going to find that out.
That sounds good.
And I'm going to get to my list of questions that I got for the Google.
Okay.
You are listening to Local Biz Now. I am Joe Vagnone. If it is Monday afternoon, your business matters. It is tax day. Pay your taxes. But if you haven't, I got some questions we're going to ask the master CPA. We'll be right back.
Local Biz Now with Joe Bagnone continues now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Yeah. Welcome to the number one live business radio show in all of North Carolina, coming to you from Burner Cigar Studio, home of great people, premium cigars. Life is good at Burner Cigars, located in Burkdale Village. Go on by there and tell them that Joe sent you, and your first cigar is on Joe. Thank you so much for being here. You are listening to Local Biz Now. I am Joe Vagnone, where your business matters. I'm here talking to my friend Jay Leisman. He is the former president of CPA Association, former president of the Lake Norman Chamber, and has been a friend of the show for many years. He has been my go-to Q&A guy for my clients and for myself personally for many years. And I value his friendship. And so I can't think of anybody better on this tax day, April 15th, to bring you than Jay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start asking him some questions.
I do want to know first, how many people did you call before you called me? And they all said no. Julie, I know you're listening. You can answer too.
Well, yeah. Okay, here's the reality. I told her I was going to call you. You was my first choice. And we had a bet going because she said, there's no way on April 15th, Jay's going to be able to help you. She acknowledged that my buddy would help me, right? Mm-hmm. But she said, not on that day. There's okay. no way. And I said, Julie, I'm going to get him. She said this. And so we bet a pizza, which she owes me because you're sitting here, you understand, because she did not think you were going to be able to do it. And I knew what was going to do it was it's only 5 minutes from the office. And it's not in the morning. It was in the afternoon, right?
I don't show up late. You know, that's the other
that's
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. But thank you for being here, buddy.
You bet.
Okay. So, questions to ask Jay Leisman, CPA extraordinaire.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready? These come straight from the Google in no particular order, okay?
And I have the right to say I don't know.
You have the right to say you don't know or you don't care and don't want to answer it.
That's right.
This is local biz now. You can do whatever you want. We champion liberties, freedom.
I may not
freedom.
Know, but I know where I can go.
There you
out.
Go.
There we go.
Okay. Here we go. So if I don't make a lot of money, do I have to file taxes?
Well, what's a lot of money?
Let's say it's my 18-year-old son who made $5,000 in the summer.
Probably doesn't have to file. However, if there were taxes taken out, he would want to file so he could get the refund.
Okay. So it actually would benefit you, even though you didn't make a lot of money. If any taxes were taken out, you're better off to go ahead and file.
Correct. Withholding taxes, not payroll taxes, but the withholding portion.
Right.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Your limits are probably about 12 or 13,000, give or take, is where you start meeting that limit of you need to file because there's tax to be paid on.
So you say 12 or 13 is what thousands.
That's
what, okay.
Yeah,
because that was my next statement. Let's say I'm a housewife or work at home. I mean, a stay at home dad, and I make $15,000 on the side on my side business. Mm-hmm. Should I file? And you're saying it's around 13,000, you probably
correct.
Should.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Next question. How should I organize my tax records? How should I present them to my CPA so that they know how to fill my taxes in a reasonable form? Because, you know, it used to just be I'd throw all the receipts in a box and hand it to you guys. You don't like that anymore, do you?
No, I've had people do that. But what I would suggest doing is just put the same type of records together. Don't worry about what order you put them in, because it depends on what order we want to deal with it. Just
right.
If they are all receipts for food or meals, or put all that together. Don't staple them by month. By month will drive any tax preparer crazy.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Because you're
by category is
by
what you
category. Prefer. Yes. And then if you want a subcategory, you know, that's
most
too much,
of us ain't doing that unless you make us.
No.
Okay. That was a good, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
Because I would have fought monthly. You're saying no.
Where's okay. I need to write that down.
You did good. Right? Yeah. You got me on that one. Next one. Okay.
That'll be $10. No.
What are estimated taxes? What is that?
Estimated taxes most of the time is when you are making money that you are not having tax. It's when you're making money that's not a paycheck.
And like anybody with 1099, if they make over a certain amount, they're not going to pay in advance.
Correct. And they are getting they're going to be taxed on that money. So the government wants you to at least go ahead and start paying by the quarter some portion of what you're going to owe so that you don't have a big payment at the end. But they're supposed to be getting it throughout the
right.
year.
Right.
And that's the key part, is just making sure that you're staying up, you know, and it fluctuates. It's not going to be the same amount every time if you are 1099, because your
estimate.
Income's going to fluctuate. Right.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. What if I have crypto investments? Is that taxed? That's a whole... That entire question could be the entire hour.
It could be the entire hour. Crypto, when you probably... Bitcoin. Let's use Bitcoin as the example. Because there are lots of different types of cryptos.
Right.
Bitcoin is just like a stock in that until you transact, until you do something with it,
okay,
it's not going to be, there's not a taxable event.
Okay, got it.
Yes, does that okay. make sense? Does that, yes. I mean.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
I mean, if you take Bitcoin and cut it into Dogecoin or whatever, then that's a taxable event.
Right.
But if it's just Bitcoin from the beginning and it stays Bitcoin and nothing happens until you cash it out.
I might think that it's improved by $600,000, but until I cash it out, it doesn't matter.
Currently, that's correct.
Currently, you scare me whenever you start talking about the future.
Well, they're already okay. talking about the appreciation of stock and taxing.
I hate that. Okay. Here we go. Are my home improvements tax deductible? Because I spend thousands of dollars every year keeping my home up.
Normal repair and maintenance, no. But if you're doing something that betters the home or betters the asset, then that goes into the cost of that asset, and it becomes a number you use when you're looking at your profit when you sell that asset. So okay. if you add an add a deck onto your house,
right.
And it costs $25,000-$30,000.
Right.
And you paid originally $500,000 for the house. Now the house is worth $530,000 that you paid for it. So if you sell it for $1 million, instead of it being $500,000 minus $1 million, it's $530,000 minus $1 million, which reduces your profit.
But if I replace the kitchen cabinets,
we're
right on the edge on that.
You're on the edge, yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay. Question on the book. Is asking gift cards for small businesses, when do they consider that a sale? When the card comes back in as a purchase or when we sell the card to the person going to give the gift? Oh, did they stump you?
No, they didn't, because my answer is going to be, and it depends. But a lot of times when you sell the gift card, you have a liability to honor it.
Right.
So it creates a liability, and when the liability is no longer valid, it can become income at that time.
So either it drops to the balance sheet or goes to the income, correct. One or the other.
And that's not a great answer, I know, to give.
No. For small business people, we get that. It's either goes to the balance sheet as a liability,
right,
and or it goes to income. And most of the time, we can kind of decide as long as we're consistent when correct. We do that.
I mean, if you have 1,000 gift cards as a restaurant, that someone's coming, you know, people come in and buy it for Christmas gifts.
Right.
You have that liability now to create. You haven't honored the card.
Right.
But you have that expectation too. It becomes income at the time it's used. So.
Okay. I'm self-employed. Can I get a tax break from working in my home?
If it's your office.
What if I'm storing my equipment in the garage?
That's not your own.
I mean, like I'm a yard guy, and my stuff's in the garage and that sort of stuff.
I would say no.
Why are you shrugging your shoulder?
I would say no. I mean, don't be egregious in any decision you make on what's a tax deduction. If you spend your whole business life trying to create what can I deduct, you're going to lose your business. Just try to focus on what's a good business decision. And oh, by the way, what's the best way to handle this if we do it? So,
okay.
You know, here's one big thing that we run into, and that is with I have a home office, but my employer also has an office for me. Can I deduct that office as well? Well, if you're an employee, currently you can't. If you're 1099, you can and you can't. So it gets sticky at times, but don't be afraid to take a home office deduction because you feel you're going to get audited, because that's baloney.
That's no longer the case.
That's no. If it's valid, it's good.
Got it. Okay. Let's see. Here's one. Can I rent my home tax-free? Can I rent out a spare bedroom or above the garage? And do I have to pay tax on that if I rent it out?
There's something called a 14-day rule. And
they got a rule for this.
They do. They do. I mean, it's rental income. I mean, if you're renting out a room or you're renting out a vacation house, that's still rent.
Right.
But there's a 14-day allowance that allows you to, or time span that allows you to collect, you know, rent it to somebody and really not even have to file the income.
14 days for the year?
For the year.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's another one. That's two you got me.
So, okay. You know, that's, there's just a 14-day give or take.
Okay. Do I have to pay taxes if I've received over $600 from Venmo transfer this year?
Have to pay taxes? It depends on what are your what are your expenses. What did you receive the Venmo for?
They don't know you're a detailed guy. That kind of question just bothers you, doesn't it?
It does.
Not enough. Not enough information for you to help them.
People blow stuff out of proportion.
Okay.
And they get bent out of shape on little things.
That's true.
That's one of them.
That's true. That's true. Okay, let's take a break. We come back. I got a whole bunch of questions to ask.
I can't wait.
The former president of the CPA for North Carolina. We'll be right back. You are listening to Local Biz Now, where your business matters. Right back. Yeah. The number one live business show in all of North Carolina, going strong over 10 years. This is Local Biz Now. I am Joe Vagnone, and your business matters. I'm here with my friend and the former CPA president of North Carolina Association of CPAs, Jay Leisman. Jay, thank you so much for being here,
thank
buddy.
You for
I do appreciate
me.
It. Before we get started, Wilton, you want to fire it up?
This is Josh Johnson, the guy who's used to rushing into burning buildings. But when I need to rush into relaxation mode, I rush to Burner Cigar. It's like calling 911 for your stress. Join me in extinguishing worries one puff at a time.
And Burner Cigar is located in Burkdale Village. It's in the same parking lot as Dick's Sporting Goods on the back end. Go on by there. Just exceptional people. We've got a program. You will get a free cigar on me. Please do that. And tell them that Joe sent you, asked to meet the owner, Josh. He is a fireman, so he's not there all the time. But he is a cool dude, along with all of the great people at Burner Cigar. I look forward to going by there. And there is no cigar on the planet that he cannot get you. He absolutely has been in business over 15 years, getting ready to open up a second location. And I can't wait to go by there and do that. Jay, you said you smoke cigars, used to smoke cigars in the future?
I used to, and I still do every once in a while, but I need to start back. It helps me relax.
It's exactly what it does. It does two things. It helps me relax, especially when I got a lot on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is a great, I call it an equalizer, because I can sit in a cigar shop and fire up a cigar. It's about a 45-minute, hour-long smoke, and I'm talking to people, and it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done in your life. We all become the same thing, cigar smokers at that moment.
And you have to slow down to smoke a cigar.
That's right.
With a cigarette, you can suck it in three draws, and it's gone.
That's right. That's right. Burner Cigars, go on by there. Tell them Joe sent you. Thank you so much. Okay, so before we get started on my continuous list.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got a list from the book. A question.
Uh-oh.
Is there any kind of income that is not taxable? That's an interesting question.
The kind you don't report. No.
We are legitimate business people here, Jay. Everything we're doing here is legit.
The kind of business that is, the kind of income that is not taxable.
Is there any income that's not taxable?
Probably not. I mean, it depends on the purpose. I mean, if your parents give you money, you're not paying tax on it.
Right.
You know, you can have gifts from other people, financial gifts that are limited up to $15,000, $17,000. The limit, I mean, it kind of changes every year. But other than that, you know, there's some investment income that allows you, if you're buying municipal bonds in cities or states, like for North Carolina, you wouldn't have to report that interest income you earned You report it, it's just not taxable.
Okay, okay.
Social Security is not taxable in the state of North Carolina.
It isn't.
It is not.
I did not know that.
That is
That's
correct.
Three things that you taught me today, Jay.
I need to send you a bill.
You're on a roll there.
I need to,
you're going to send me a bill for that.
I'm going to send you a bill.
Your time is always worth that the money, correct. Buddy. I'll tell you that right now. Okay. is there some like standard things that you would tell people, this is how you can save money on your taxes? Like, is there something that it's kind of your go-to, you know, you can save money if you do this and this, and people don't know it, they don't realize it?
If you have a business, things you can do is pay yourself with a retirement plan. Usually it'll be a SEP, and that stands for Single Employee Pension is what SEP stands
right.
for. And the good thing about SEPs that most of the people know that are business owners is that you don't have to do it by April 5th. You don't have to pay it by April 15th to deduct it. You just have to pay yourself the SEP retirement plan by the time you file your taxes with extensions. So it allows you to.
Oh, I didn't know the extension would plays into
it does,
that.
It does. But for other ones, it doesn't. But for SEPs, it does.
So how do you help clients determine what business entity they should be? C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC? How do you help determine that for them?
The first thing, do not listen to your neighbor.
Or Joe.
Clients will come in, or to-be clients will come in the door, and they'll say, well, we already set up our LLC. Why? Well, so-and-so down the street told me that's what I needed to do.
Right.
And that's a mistake, because there are reasons different. Well, LLCs are great, but what's the tax structure for the LLC? Well, it's taxed as an LLC. No, there is no – federal government does not recognize limited liability companies as a tax structure. You have to pick as a sole proprietor, LLC, partnership, S-Corp, C-Corp, what have you. But it's just seeing what the goals are. What does the person want to accomplish?
Right.
Who do they want to have as owner? Are they owning it themselves? Is it the spouse? Is it their child? Like we were talking about earlier. And so it just all depends on what your goals are to help you decide what to set up.
Interesting,
you know.
And that's a good hour-long conversation for you to have with somebody.
True.
Because you need to know them and what their interests are before you can advise them.
That's correct. And people don't realize also, you can set up you can be not be an S corporation, but all of a sudden decide you need to be an S corporation for whatever the reason, and you can file it with the end of year tax return and go back to the beginning of the year to be that S corporation.
Right.
So there's some things you can do to jump over some hoops that get you back to where you should have been in the beginning, but just didn't know enough to do it.
And I know you well enough to know you hate me asking you these questions, because they all have a lot to do with the detail once you know the information and that sort of stuff. And that's really what you're saying here. It really does require more information to be specific on what the answer is.
And there is, when someone says, I have a quick question, well, there's no quick question.
That's a Joe statement.
Yeah.
I call Jay once a month.
Quick question,
buddy.
Jay. Yeah.
Okay. So this is another quick question that you and I hear all the time. What's the difference between a balance sheet and a cash flow statement? Can you do what I find
a cash flow statement?
Cash flow,
okay.
That I find most small business people do not understand a balance sheet, and they do not know what a P&L is or how to interpret it to analyze their business.
Okay,
you said
a P&L that time, but then you said cash flow, or so.
That's correct.
There are three statements.
Asking cash flow,
there are three statements: balance sheet, profit and loss, and cash flow. Balance sheet are the assets you own and liabilities you owe. Pure and simple.
Right.
Cash account, accounts receivable, maybe some equipment. Those are your assets. If you owe money on those assets, well, that's a liability. The difference between those two is your equity.
Right.
Profit and loss is profit is the money you bring in. Expense is the money you pay out.
If
you pay out more than you bring in, you're negative. Now, the key, though, is, and I know you're looking at your thing here, but the key is that cash flow statement is the best statement anybody can use. because it tells you if you're making cash or are you not making cash.
Right.
And so when you go to sell a business, you want to know if you're cash positive.
Right.
I mean, that's what you go through with potential customers all the time.
Do you see, is there a difference between an income statement and a P&L?
That's the same thing.
I call income statement when it's just sort of current, right? And a P&L would just be, you know, last year's P&L. So I just define it differently.
I use it synonymously.
Right, right.
But I will tell you that profit is opinion and cash is king.
Okay.
So you can make a P&L look however you want.
Okay. Do you see a lot of clients that are asking this question take advantage of the gifting rule before they start their retirement planning or before they start their estate planning? Do you see that happening a lot?
No, because they usually don't know exactly how to gift until they've started their estate planning.
Okay. So it's all part of that.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Got it. Oh, here we go. How do I handle estate, trust, and inheritance issues? That's not just a CPA, right?
No, that is not just a CPA.
There's a team of people involved in that.
That is correct. And don't let's cut off your nose to spite your face or whatever, because if you try to skimp, you will pay the price. You'll pay the fee and pay the price later on.
Okay. This one says, how is an inherited IRA handled? You don't know that. That's really an attorney question, correct?
Inherited IRA.
I pass away and I left a big chunk of money in my IRA for my son.
It used to be that the person who inherited it had to pay tax on it immediately.
To cash it out.
Now you have some time frames to cash it out.
Okay.
But there's more to it than
Again, a lot of details for that.
It's a lot, and it's really not something I deal with all the time.
Right. Got it. Okay. And so, because some of these questions are kind of related where they need the assistance of an attorney. Okay. Let's take a break. You are listening to Local Biz Now. You are listening to Jay Leisman Extraordinaire. Be right back in a minute.
We'll return to more of Local Biz Now with your host, Joe Bagnone, after these messages on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Talk IRS.
Yeah. You are listening to Local Biz Now, the number one talk live business show in all of North Carolina, going strong for over 10 years. We hope to inspire, inform, and entertain you, because that's what we do here at WSIC. I am talking to my good friend, whether he will admit it or not, Jay Leisman, CPA extraordinaire, and he's answering our questions on this tax day. If you want to call in, please call in 844-788-3464. We are getting some questions on the tubes, and I'll bring those to you when they come in. Meanwhile, I went to the Google, and I got some questions, and I'm asking Jay these questions. Here's another question for you. Is there a specific salary amount that a S-Corp owner should take? I've had a lot of S-Corps that I don't give myself a salary, Jay, if I'm trying to build the business because I want to sell it. What's your take on that?
S-Corps, you're supposed to pay yourself, the rule, supposed to pay yourself a salary commensurate with what you would pay somebody else to do that job. Now, we know as business owners, ain't no way I could be paid near enough.
That's right.
Do what I do for my, you know, for the business. But that's the rule. There are companies that will help you find the limits or find the area of what you should pay yourself. I know, and I've been through some audits where this has been blessed, is that you take your earnings for every quarter or every year or whatever and look at it and decide, okay, 50%, give or take, needs to be salary. So if I make $100,000, 50% needs to be a salary. So that's $50,000 salary.
Right.
Now I have. Now you've made $50,000 on the business because you've paid the employee.
Right.
And that $50,000 comes out as a dividend.
Okay.
What you do not want to do is take all of it out as a dividend or distribution under S Corp, because that bypasses all the payroll tax.
Right.
That's the whole, really the purpose of the S-Corp is it forces you to pay payroll tax instead of paying it as self-employment tax if you're a sole proprietor.
Got it. Interesting. Okay. I better not talk any more about that because I might have been a little guilty of that.
Well,
okay.
I'll give you the technical official answer. Okay. It's on microphone. I got to be
in. So this is, you know, this just comes to mind. Matter of fact, I might have even called you on this one. I don't know. The question comes up, what is my tax effect going to be after this transaction, right? Like, that. This question comes up a lot. I just sold a home that I've had for 25 years, mm-hmm. right? You know, rented it for probably the last 20 years. The taxes I'm going to owe is more than what I paid for the home when I bought it 25 years ago. Okay. So this question comes up a lot for you, doesn't it?
No.
Really?
When you say tax effect, what do you mean?
And most of the time, it's going to be a capital gains on a transaction.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Most of the time, it's a transaction that catches us small business people that we're like, what? I got to pay. What? I got to pay for that?
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, well, you've.
Don't say it like, yeah. You say like, yeah, like you're in yeah. cahoots with Uncle Sam.
Shoot, yeah. You got it to a point to where you wanted to sell it.
Right.
And you increase the value of it. It's just like a stock.
Right.
And you have to think of it that way. When you get you got to pull. Business owners have the hardest time pulling emotion out of the business and thinking only with
absolutely.
Their head. And I mean, it's okay to do things like pay tax on more money you're making. You're going to pay more tax. Now you hear about what Amazon? He doesn't pay tax. And he does pay tax. The issue is that all of these communities give them they give them, you know, tax credits
and that's right.
to come into the area. Well, you don't hear about before this, he would have paid that
right.
and so forth.
Right.
And when you walk away from those things, that's, you know, negating or going back on a contract you had. But the whole tax effect, make a good business decision.
Well, you know, it's funny. I told you my wife's CPA, and I was quite frustrated at the sale of this property, how much tax I go, man. She said, it's 15%.
Yeah.
That's the cheapest you're going to pay in taxes anyways. Why are you complaining?
That's right.
She did kind of bring it down to earth, you know, because it's income any way you cut it, whether it's from that property or you worked for it or whatever, and it's only got to be taxed
at 15%. And, you know, property is the one thing you can still defer your
right.
gain on when it's called a 1031 exchange.
Right.
And anytime you can defer your gain or defer tax on something, I always say do it. You don't know what's going to happen down the road, but who cares? I mean, that was the great thing in the movie The Firm, when they go down to
right.
the Bahamas, you know, and Tom Cruise asks, you say, well, what do you care?
That's
you
right.
know, you're never going to be paying it anyway.
Okay. What if, what would the tax be if I cashed in my employer stock options? It's really the same thing, right? But
there's so many different type of stock options.
Okay.
You have
not
qualified, non-qualified. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes you, and this is what happens a lot of, and Lowe's is down the street, and they have a lot of this, where they will take out of your, if they give you 100 shares, they may have to charge you tax on it and becomes compensation. Well, 5 or 10 of those shares get sold to cover the tax
right.
on that compensation that you receive,
right.
and you still have 85 or 90 shares or what have you. So when you sell that stock, that's your starting point.
Right.
And so, you know, but other times you start at zero because you haven't been taxed on it yet.
Okay.
So there is no, it's all gray.
Okay. What are you seeing out there? Like what seems to be the most common business issue or challenge that's frustrating the small business person in your field of CPA work?
What I see mostly, what I get frustrated with mostly is people wanting to try to figure out how to cut their tax bill instead of how to make a good business decision.
Right.
You know, focus on what you can control, and we or other firms can help guide you the best we can. But if you make money, you're going
don't
to
throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right,
you got to
right.
make good business decisions and pay the tax on.
But don't
on good
do
income.
It on emotion. And right. There are clients that have left me. I mean, because they wanted to start a, you know, this was years ago, but wanted to start a diaper business where they, the old time, remember the old days of cloth diaper?
That's right.
Well, people don't do that now.
Right.
I don't care how much some like it. Majority, it's going to hard to be a business owner of a plan that sells cloth diapers to the majority of people when they don't. So use your head. Don't just use your emotion of thinking it should work.
And I tell people all the time, that's what I like about accountants, controllers, and CPAs. The answer should be in a spreadsheet before it's all over with. You know, I mean, that's the best way to take the emotion out of it.
That's true.
There should be a number or percentage that you're looking at before this whole thing is over with.
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. So how does self-employment tax work? How does that actually work? They're asking this question in sort of a broad sense.
Self-employment tax, it is going to be, you're going to be paying the tax of the employer and the employee. That's the basic concept. So if you, you know, those that have a paycheck right now from their employer, if they look on their paycheck stub, they will see where they're paying 7.65% for FICA, which is Social Security tax, and then the Medicare tax. Well, as a self-employer, as an employer of yourself, you're paying not only that portion, but you're paying the employer's portion as well, so it doubles. So it becomes 15%, and that's just a rounding.
Right.
And so you're paying 15% on every dollar out of your pocket when you file your own personal return.
Right. And you get it when you get some of it when you retire.
Supposedly, they say.
That's right. Okay. So how often should I meet with my CPA? What's a, if I'm a small business guy, I'm feeling pretty good about what I'm doing. I got a good understanding. How often do I need to meet with Jay?
In the beginning, I would say probably quarterly. As you business develops and you become more comfortable in what you're, you know, what you're doing and so forth, and you don't need to ask me how to do something or another, or maybe annually or maybe every, you know, 6 months. But we will probably be seeing each other. You see each other in business situations and non-business situations, and you talk, and, you know, just don't make a big decision without just bouncing it off the wall. I had a client one time called me at 1 o'clock in the morning because he, it was a marketing event, and he was trying to decide on how to market, but he couldn't talk to his spouse because she's got the, or, you know, spouses have an emotional tie-in.
Right.
What's going on? How's that going to affect me? Talk to somebody, and that's nothing wrong with it. It's just that's how it is. Talk to someone who can just listen to you and give you ideas of what they're hearing and come back. And it's any advisor, you know.
Right. And your advice is so strong because you've got the experience of so many other challenges that people have. So you put all those
and
together and give them a good answer.
I've been in corporate America. I've been in public accounting. I've done mergers, acquisitions. I've done the the venture capital route. And that's why we opened up this firm to begin with.
Right. Buddy, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being
here.
Thank you. If somebody wanted to reach you, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at joevagnone.com. LeesmanCPA.com. LeesmanCPA.com.
That's right. And you can call me and Julie. We'll still, if you ask for an accountant, we're going to send you to Jay's.
And Julie, I want half of the pizza.
That's right. You are listening to Local Biz Now. I am Joe Vagnone.
Thank you.
If you need a CPA, Jay Leesman, CPA, is the man. Jay, thank you so much,
thank
buddy.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week where your business matters.
Serving you better than ever before. WSIC, Statesville. W290DK, Mooresville. W264CU, Statesville.